question was asked in the halakha 3 years ago. Someone asked this question, and now we found the answer in Mechkere Aris, in the eighth chelik. The question that was asked was, we know that there's a mitzvah to pray tefillah b'sibur, like Shulchan Aruch writes in Siman Saddi Se'if Tet, Yishtadel Adam Netpalel Bebet HaKeneset Im HaSibur. The question was asked that if the person, let's say, is praying a different Amidah than the Sibur is praying. For example, it's Rosh Chodesh, and he is already praying Tefillat Musaf, while the Sibur is praying Shacharit, or he's praying Shacharit while the Sibur is praying Musaf. He's praying with the Sibur, but he's praying a different Amidah. Happens sometimes when a person comes late to Shul in this time of year, so he wants to pray Mincha when the Sibur is praying Arbit. He's praying an Amidah together with the Sibur, he's just praying a different Amidah. The question is that considered Tefillah B'Sibur? After all, he's praying in the Bet Knesset. There is 10 people, but the problem is it's a different Amidah. So Hakam Shayo, he comes along and he brings this Shulchan Aruch that says you're supposed to pray with a minyan in the Bet Knesset. Then Maran writes, it's based on the Gemara in Berachot Dav Zayin, Vimu Anus, she'enu yachol lavo lebet Knesset. Let's say he couldn't come to the synagogue. So then the rule is, you should try to synchronize your tefillah in your house to pray the Amidah at the same time the Sibur is praying. Let's say you have a Sibur that prays the Amidah normally, let's say, you know, every morning at about 7:15. So if you're home, you try to pray the Amidah biyachid, and that's considered, not that the Maran says it's considered as praying with a minyan, but it's a level. So the Magen Abraham writes on this halakha, De'im mitpalel musaf b'sha'a she'asibur mitpalelim shacharit, that if you're praying musaf when the sibur is praying shacharit, lo mikri b'sha'a she'asibur mitpalelim. That's not considered as if you're praying b'sha'a she'asibur mitpalelim. So from there, it sounds like that when you're praying two different Amidot, it's not considered as if you're praying with the Sibur. The Mishnah Berurah, whoever points out on that Magen Abraham, that the Magen Abraham was only talking about when you're praying at home. However, if you're praying with a Sibur, you're praying a different Amidah, that's considered that you're praying with the Sibur. So Hakam Shayo, from that Magen Abraham, initially in his answer, he wants to say, or vice versa, Shapir Mikret Tefila Besibur, the Kole Alma. Sof, yes, can Sibur Shemit Palidim Nashem. The other day, you have a Sibur that's praising God. So it's considered Tefila Besibur. The one that asks him the question is not convinced that the rabbi has a perfect proof. He comes back and he says that all you see from the Magen Abraham is that there's two things. There's praying with a minyan, that's one highest level, praying with a minyan, or there's praying bizman shasibur mitpalel, which is a lower level. Now, like I said, the best thing is to pray with the sibur. Same Amidah, everything. So Magen Avraham says, well, if you're praying at home, it's considered, the Maran says, if you're praying at home, it's considered that you mitpalil b'sha'asa sibur mitpalilim. It's not praying with a minyan. Clearly not, there's not 10 people. But you get a value of mitpalil b'sha'asa sibur mitpalilim. So the Magen Avraham says on that, but if you're praying at home, a different tefillah doesn't count for anything. But if you're doing the Bet Knesset, that'll be considered that you are mitpalil b'sha'asa sibur mitpalilim, which is a lower level. It's not considered praying with a minyan. That is a value. Don't get me wrong. It is a value to pray b'sha'asha sibur palim. Maran said that. That if he was anus, that he couldn't come to the Bet Knesset, he should pray at home and try to synchronize. Now nobody's going to tell you that you get credit for that like you prayed with a minyan. But it's an etratzon. It's a, you know, it's a better auspicious moment than not. Hacham Shayo, when he hears this contention, in the second revised answer, he writes, "Lehara ayun shenit nered tzadku devrei keter." He says, "I happen to agree with you." The gam the da'atam enzin nishav tefila b'sibur mamash elarak tefilaton nishmat. Your prayers get answered, meaning you're praying with the sibur that you get a benefit of your tefilat being answered. He then says he found it in Rabbi Yitzhak Harari in Zechon Yitzhak and Siman Ayin. But so therefore, there is a value to pray any Amidah when the Sibur is praying an Amidah. If you're not saying that you can't find the Minyan or whatever it may be, let's say it's the second day in Eretz Yisrael, and you're praying a Musaf, and they're not praying Musaf in Eretz Yisrael on the second day of Yom Tov. So you go find the Minyan that's praying Shacharit, and you pray your Musaf when they're praying Shacharit. You're better off than not. That is a value in that. In the Bet Knesset itself, Tefilaton Nishma'at. But in the Teshuvah, he says something incredible that I think it's worth noting. He quotes a Slach as the Nuda Biyuda on that Gemaran, the Berachot Davav Davzayin. He says, I'm quoting the Slach now. Ima Yachid mitpalel beBet Knesset veEtcha Sibur Sham. The Yachid is praying in the synagogue where the Sibur is. Avshinit Achet. He came late. וכבר סימו הסיבור תפילתם. That's it, the סיבור finished. אלא שהם עדיין עוסקים בשירות ותשבחות, כמו אשרי ובא לסיון. So he's totally late. They're in the end of the tzlah. He's in אשרי ובא לסיון. והיחיד מתפלל שם, and he prays, when they're saying ובא לסיון, the יחיד prays the עמידה, תפילתו נשמעת. Still the תפילה is answered. והיינו לשמוע אל הרינה ולתפילה. He says, because since God is listening to the dina of the sibur, so his tefillah goes up with the dina. It piggybacks the dina, and therefore it goes up. Ohir v'kadosh baruch hu shomea l'rina shel ha-sibur, shomea gam ke tefillah shel ha-yachid. Then he says, v'kal v'chomer, im mitpalel bebet ha-knesset shachrit, be'et sha-sibur mitpalelim musaf. So he writes that clearly, the slach. V'kal v'chomer, you tell me that your prayers get answered when you're praying the Amidah and they're saying Uba L'Sion. So certainly when you're praying the Amidah one and they're praying a different Amidah, that's already a higher level. Again, Rabbi Shayo thinks to say that that means it's a higher level, meaning it's considered tefillah b'sibur. And then he says, no, that doesn't mean it's a higher level tefillah b'sibur. It's just there's grades in tefillaton nishma'at. Therefore, you could be get a higher grade of tefillah nishmat. But in any event, you see over here, phenomenal halakha. The guy shouldn't, you know, if he woke up late, he shouldn't just say, oh, let me just pray in my library. He should come to the Bet Knesset. And even if he catches them in Uba L'Sion, and his Amidah was said at that moment, he's much better off. But legabe our question, that praying Amidot that are different together, there is a value on it. The rabbi, again, does not come out that it's considered that you prayed that Amidah tefillah b'sibur. However, you will get the benefit of tefillaton neshma'at, that your prayers have a better chance of being answered because you are praying it at the time that the sibur is praying. That is in Mechkere Ares, Chelek Chet, as we said, Or HaYim Siman Mem Aleph.